by Tuscola Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. An ambassador supposed to be questioned in the impeachment inquiry in a half hour will not show up. I'm Dave Anthony. He's being ordered not to. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The State Department has directed Ambassador Gordon Sondland not to appear today for his scheduled transcribed interview before three House committees. Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says he will now draft a subpoena to try to get the U.S. Ambassador to the European Union to appear later today for a closed-door interview.
Now, John, we expect to hear from Schiff in a half hour as the Democrats' committee is also continuing to try to protect the whistleblower.
The House committee is considering what it calls extraordinary moves to protect the whistleblower's identity in a still unscheduled upcoming interview. Among those potential measures, according to the Washington Post, obscuring the whistleblower's appearance and voice. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham has vowed to expose the anonymous whistleblowers against President Trump if Democrats move forward with impeachment. Dave?
John, Syria is reaching out to Kurdish fighters who had been U.S. allies in the fight against ISIS, urging them to join government forces there. As Turkey gets ready to move in to target the Kurds, it claims they're terrorists. President Trump insists it's time for the U.S. to get out.
I campaigned on the fact that I was going to bring our soldiers home and bring them home as rapidly as possible.
The president says he's fulfilling a campaign promise, but there have been critics on both the left and the right in Congress. Chinese state TV says it will not air NBA preseason games this week. Still upset over Houston Rockets GM Daryl Morey's weekend tweet backing pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said this morning,
the long-held values of the NBA are to support freedom of expression.
Now, the NBA initially had said it regretted Morey's comments, drawing criticism from some in Congress. America's listening to Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Again, our top Fox News story developing in the last half hour. The U.S. ambassador to the European Union will not show up at the Capitol, where Gordon Sondland was supposed to answer questions this hour in the House impeachment inquiry about the Trump-Ukraine call. The State Department blocked it. Well, as this drama plays out, President Trump tweeted about Minneapolis, Minnesota's mayor, calling him a lightweight in a dispute over an upcoming campaign rally. Fox's Jeff Manasso has more on this live.
Dave, uniformed police officers are forbidden to appear near President Trump inside the Target Center Thursday. That's an order by Minneapolis Democratic Mayor Chad Fry, who's also threatening to hold the Target Center responsible for over $500,000 in security costs. The Trump campaign points out that amount is 26 times higher than President Obama's rally in 2009, calling it an outrageous abuse of power by a liberal mayor trying to deny the rights of his own city's residents because he hates the president. Dave.
Jeff, a convicted murderer, is spilling the beans behind bars in California, admitting to doing a lot more killing than anyone ever thought.
He's currently serving multiple life sentences in California. Now the Federal Bureau of Investigation says a 79-year-old man may be the nation's most prolific serial killer ever. Samuel Little now confessing to 93 murders, nearly all of them women. Officials have been able to confirm 50 of the confessions so far. The FBI providing 30 drawings of some of the victims, mostly black women. The haunting portraits were drawn by Little himself as he passed time in prison. Some of the bodies never found. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop, adding to yesterday's losses. Dow futures down nearly 200. In baseball's playoffs, the New York Yankees advanced to the American League Championship Series, completing a sweep of Minnesota. Tampa Bay beat Houston to force a game four in that series today. Washington and St. Louis also won in the National League to force game five finales in those series tomorrow. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign Community Coalition will dedicate its meeting on October 9th to commemorate the tragic accident leading to the death of Quinn Carrington on October 9th, 2009. The theme of this month's meeting is From Mourning to Movement. Community Coalition members will commemorate and remember the tragic accident that led to the formation of the Community Coalition nearly 10 years ago. Crime Stoppers is looking for a man who stole a diamond necklace from Macy's at Marketplace Mall. The man apparently asked to see the necklace, so an employee removed it from the display case and handed it to him. The man then ran out of the store with the necklace. Police think he left the parking lot in a gray Honda CRV. The necklace is worth $9,000. If you know anything about the suspect, contact Crime Stoppers at 217-373-TIPS. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
I didn't realize Macy's had jewelry that was $9,000. I guess you'd think about that. If you go into a jewelry store, you can hold $20,000 and $40,000 pieces.
That's true.
So what would stop anybody from taking a look as a serious buyer, supposedly, and then running out?
That's right.
And then what do you do with the $9,000? I mean, you got to pawn it or something? What do you do with that? It's not worth anything until you sell it to somebody. That's just weird. I guess that stuff happens all the time. I just hadn't heard it in a news story in a while. That's Jamie Monticelli with our local news. But 9,000, what's that look like? I guess I'm so out of the loop when it comes to diamonds. I guess engagement rings, 10 to 20,000 is not uncommon now.
That's right.
$10,000 to $20,000? Isn't that a lot?
I think it's huge.
I wonder what is the average engagement ring cost? Is it now? Listen, I haven't bought one for 35 years.
I know. For Mike and I, he took a diamond out of another ring, and we just made it totally simple to repurpose some jewelry that, you know, we weren't using.
Yeah, but if you go in now, I think 5 to 10 is normal. $5,000 to $10,000. Ah,
that's crazy.
It's a lot of money. Anybody know what the cost of an engagement ring is? I just have not purchased one, thankfully, in 35 years. 359-2255. Do you have any answers there on $9,000 diamond? I guess it's not a lot. I don't know. Again, a little out of the loop. Let's check your weather.
It's sunny today with a high 74 expected. 45 our low tonight. 75 with mostly sunny conditions tomorrow, down to around 55 in the evening. Up to 80 on Thursday with some more clouds coming our way. 62 in the evening with a 20% chance of showers. A 90% chance of rain, high 73, low 37 on Friday. Right now we're at 50. ESPN 93.5.
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, they do appliances. That's all they do. In fact, since 1977, that is all they have done.
So washers, dryers, microwaves, refrigerators, Bosch, Frigidaire, Whirlpool.
We're getting at the point where we probably need to run up there and take a peek at a few things. And I've got one of those built-in microwaves, and I got to be thinking, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, they're standing by. If you need their help, you just drive on Neal Street. You get up to... Well, right before the 74 interchange, I-74, and it'll be there on the right-hand side. And you walk in, and you know what will happen? The good people at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World will say, may I help you? And they actually know their product. And I know that sounds pretty basic, but that's not normal necessarily anymore. Some of the big box stores, you just don't have a lot of experience. So Dick Van Dyke standing by. The point is, if you need you need assistance with anything appliance, they're there. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Go to appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. Who do we have here?
Well, we had somebody poke around on how much a ring costs these days. And John is Hans's dad, Hans D.
This is not John D.
It is, Stevie. Good morning.
Well, how are you?
Very fine, sir. Thank you.
I mean, the greatest musician maybe ever.
Oh, you're the greatest, Stevie. You know, I looked up the average cost, and it appears that the average cost of a wedding engagement ring is just over $6,300. And people in California seem to spend a little more than the national average.
New producer for the show, like his son Hans.
Exactly.
It's John D. I am having a major mental meltdown. It's oboe, right?
Yes, sir.
He's the best oboe player ever. He's a professor of oboe. You know how good you have to be a professor of oboe? Nobody's a professor of oboe.
Such a beautiful sounding instrument.
I'm fortunate to have a great job at a great school and with wonderful students, so I'm the lucky one.
Okay, so your family is good, and you still travel the world playing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of opportunities that still come to me, and it's a great life. It really is, if you're lucky enough to have it.
When you walk on stage, John, do you know where you are?
It doesn't get clouded over. You're very aware of where you are and who you're speaking to, and maybe you have to try to speak a little bit of another language occasionally. It's fun.
Well, listen, your CDs that Paul Magelli helped you make, the great late Paul Magelli, I mean, they're just, you don't squeak, man. Oboes are hard. I mean, you're just, it's so melodious. The guy's crazy good. I mean, it's so good. You have to come back.
How long have you been playing?
Oh, my gosh.
Anytime, anywhere for you guys.
You've been playing since your teenage years?
Oh,
or
earlier than that.
Single digits.
It's single digits, for sure.
Oh, I didn't really know what an oboe was till I practically hit high school, so I was a late bloomer.
Okay.
But once I heard it, I loved it, and I worked really hard. And about 6 years after that, I got my first professional job. Went my way. I was very fortunate.
Well, you're the best. Thanks for the producing here, my friend, and hope we see each other soon. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. You guys have the greatest program, and I listen every morning and really appreciate it.
Well, appreciate you, John D.
We love hearing that.
Want to hear that oboe, my friend. You're the best.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Average ring cost, $6,300.
Okay, well, good to know that. I've got 4 engagements coming up at some point. So, need my three.
I mean, you think.
3 sons to know that,
I
huh?
I mean, whatever.
What?
They don't need to choose that path where they have a permanent partner in life. People do the single thing all the time.
Well, that's true, and it's fine, but I think my people are
okay.
Wanting to find somebody. I think that's okay, too.
All right.
I mean, but, yeah, no, there's been talk already at our house about that.
Ooh.
So that came up. And so when I heard the 5 to 10,000 number, which John D. just confirmed, I said, man. Of course, then again, I'm talking about 35 years ago.
Right.
That's a long, long time ago.
And a lot of times you use stuff that's been in the family.
Yeah,
maybe
that's
grandma's
that's
ring.
That's fine, but the expectation, I think, is you know, a nice ring. I think that's probably always been the expectation. But anyway, thank you, John. I appreciate that. It's 8:13. The Cardinals play on. Details next.
When you're buying a car, you know exactly what you need. But the perfect match should be more than you get. It's also the personal banking experience that helps you get there. That's why Central Illinois' perfect match for auto loans is the U of I Community Credit Union. And right now, with some of the lowest auto loan rates in town, you can go ahead and say yes to all the upgrades. And you don't even have to be a member. So stop by the U of I Community Credit Union, Champaign-Urbana's number one local auto lender, and apply. Visit us in person on First Street in Champaign or stop by Five Points in Urbana. You can also apply from the comfort of your home online at uificreditunion.org. Whether you're looking for a brand new vehicle or you're trying to lower your current vehicle loan payment, the U of I Community Credit Union is here to help. We have auto loan rates as low as 2.49% APR for up to 75 months for a limited time. The U of I Community Credit Union is here for campus and community.
Hey, this is Kirk Herbstreit. Welcome back to this great college football rivalry. Earlier today, we mic'd up the huddle, and here's what we heard.
Woo! Yeah, baby! You know what time it is?
What time is it?
Grill time!
What time is it?
Grill time!
Woo!
They ain't ready for this home game. When I say smoke, you say sausage. Smoke!
Sausage!
Smoke!
Sausage!
Hands in. Eckridge on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Eckridge!
Woo! Fire up that grill!
That is one intense home game. Eckridge, you do you.
Visit Dick's Sporting Goods at Marketplace Mall this weekend. Learn about the number one luxury hot tub in the world. Preston gives us some purpose.
Therapy or just to hang out. Some swim spas are just for exercise or swimming. Some also have a partial hot tub on one side, so they're for relaxing and therapy, but then they also are for activity on the other side. A lot of people swim in the swim spas. They also come with a exercise kit where you can do water aerobics.
See the folks this weekend at Marketplace Mall and Dick's Sporting Goods. Visit HealthyLivingPoolAndSpa.com.
Hey, it's Stevie J. So I have these new Stevie J Broadcasting logoed shirts that I got from Game Day Spirit. I get so many people looking at them, asking where I got them. It's because the logo looks great and the quality of the shirt is really nice. Anyway, it's a great product from Game Day Spirit, locally owned and operated. They're professional and they'll take care of your corporate apparel needs just like they did for me. Get a free quote. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com. That's sales@gamedayspirit.com. All right, let's check your sports headlines. The St. Louis Cardinals come from behind and play on.
Yes, it took 10 innings, and Yadier Molina was the big hero. 5-4 was the final over the Atlanta Braves. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Nail biters. We had a good one yesterday, didn't we, John?
And, Mike, we're going to Atlanta for a Game 5 that comes up tomorrow. Mike Bolsonevich against Jack Flaherty. What a matchup there. But three home runs early for the Cardinals. Two by Ozuna, one by Goldschmidt. And then an error led the way to a three-run inning for the Atlanta Braves. It went up 4-3. Yadier Molina tied the game with a single after a Goldschmidt double in the eighth. And then Yadier Molina hit a sacrifice fly, scoring Colton Wong in the 10th inning, making a winner of Miles Michaelis, who came out of the bullpen, and a loser of Julio Teheran. 5-4 Cardinals.
It was a beauty, another nail biter, and the Cardinals win this one in 10 innings, 5-4, and they send it to Game 5, which will come your way on Wednesday from Atlanta. 5-4, the Cardinals win it in 10 innings. What a ball game. The Cardinals used 8 pitchers, they used 7.
So Wednesday afternoon, a 4:02 starts from Atlanta. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. With the Nationals beating the Dodgers 6-1 yesterday, they forced a Game 5 too. Wednesday, 7:37 for that start. Game 4 continues in that Astros-Rays series. Tampa Bay on top 10-3 yesterday. Astros are up 2-1. Astros will visit Tampa Bay today with a 6:07 start. Yankees win their series over the Minnesota Twins. That final was 5-1 yesterday in that game. NFL action, San Francisco 49ers over the Cleveland Browns. 31-3 was the final. They are undefeated. San Francisco hasn't had this kind of start since the Joe Montana days. And good to get a representative from EIU in that quarterback spot. And Jimmy Garoppolo.
He was on TNJ years ago.
All righty.
Yeah.
NBA action had the Bucks over the Bulls, 122-112. One storyline that people are following in NBA here at the beginning of the season is the Pelicans beat the Hawks 133-109 with Zion Williams.
Yeah, he's jamming it.
Three dunks in his first game.
Yeah, and, of course, the China thing about empathizing with Hong Kong is big. The NBA rejects criticism. It's caving to China as Hong Kong tweet fallout intensifies.
Yes.
China says they don't want to air it. Adam Silver says, yo, we've been partners for 3 decades.
Mm-hmm.
Take in the context of which it was.
Chinese TV threatening to cancel the NBA games now.
Yeah.
The Illini take on number 16, Michigan. That's an 11 a.m. kick
and
on Saturday.
If you want to go, I'll give you 4 tickets to Illinois, Michigan. Text in Illini. 359-2255. Text in Illini. I'll give you 4 free Illinois Michigan football tickets, 11 a.m. Wear your orange. Be loud. You never know. Come on, man.
Wouldn't that be awesome if we won that one?
Oh, boy. That would change the dynamic of our season.
Sure would.
359-2255. Text in Illini. 4 free tickets to the game.
Oh, a quick text from someone who bought his wife an engagement ring for $1,000, but it was 9 years ago, but she loves it to this day.
Okay, then. Good to hear. 359-2255. Text in Illini for 4 game tickets, Illinois, Michigan. Here's your weather.
Sunshine today and tomorrow. We've got highs in the mid-70s, up to 80 with more clouds coming our way Thursday, down to 62 in the evening. Rainy on Friday, 90% shot at showers, high 73, temperatures dropping down to 37. Right now we're at 51. ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll check your Fox Business Minute. Come right back. What's a good oboe sound like? What's a bad oboe sound like? Let me just, I'll illustrate here in just a moment.
Okay.
Stand by for that. Text in Illini. Do we have interest in
it? Oh, yeah.
All right, good. We'll give away those tickets in a moment. 820 ESPN 93.5.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Prices at the wholesale level declined last month. The producer price index dropped 0.3% in September. It measures the cost of things paid by companies. Economists were expecting a 0.1% increase. Over the year ending in September, though, prices at the wholesale level were up 1.4% as expected. Target is teaming up with the revived Toys R Us brand to sell toys in its stores and online. It's a new relationship with True Kids Brands, which owns the Toys R Us and Babies R Us brands in Jeffrey the Giraffe. Domino's Pizza reported business improved in the summer quarter, but investors were expecting an even stronger report. And Nissan has named a new CEO, Makoto Uchida, who is head of Nissan's China business. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Bartiromo from Fox Business. My parents lived the American dream. My father cooked in his restaurant. I was the coat check girl. Today, I'm still working the hardest I've ever worked, giving my viewers every tool I can to help them succeed.
I'm Stuart Varney from Fox Business. My first investment, traveling the world for about 5 years and ending up right here in America. Damn good investment, actually. Fox Business.
Invested in you.
Parents, do you want your child's shoes to fit perfectly? Then you need to get your kids Skechers Stretch Fit shoes, because Skechers Stretch Fit shoes easily slip on and fit almost like a sock. And not only do they fit like a dream, they perform like one too. Skechers Stretch Fit keeps your child's feet comfortable all day long with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Plus, you'll love just how durable they are. And if they get dirty, just pop them in the washing machine. Skechers Stretch Fit shoes. Find them at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever kids' shoes are sold.
It's that time again to award the My Office Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week. The Week 6 My Office Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week is Tuscola Warrior Jalen Quinn. Quinn scored 4 touchdowns in the 35-17 Central Illinois Conference win against Sullivan Okaw Valley. Quinn finished with 66 rushing yards on just 3 carries, including a 19-yard score to lead Tuscola to a 7-0 lead and a 5-yard score that put the Warriors up 42-7. He also had 102 receiving yards and 4 catches and 1 touchdown. The Warriors are now 4-2 overall and just 1 win from being playoff eligible. Another good Warriors season after going 10-2 last season. The Warriors' next game is against the Warrensburg-Latham Cardinals, where they will keep trying to climb the standings ladder of the Central Illinois Conference. The Warriors are currently third behind Central A&M and Decatur St. Teresa. Congrats to Tuscola Warrior Jalen Quinn for winning the My Office Plus and Long Garage Player of the Week. The Player of the Week is also sponsored by Prospect Bank.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Kathy, you there?
Katie, yeah.
Katie, you win.
Yay.
Yahoo. Do you go to the games often?
As much as I can.
Oh, good. I got 4 free ones. Who's going with you?
I got some kiddos and a birthday this weekend, Yay. So it's going to be a great time.
Well, you have fun and enjoy. Thank you for listening, taking the kids to school, I guess, right now?
I am. Well, we just got back, so.
Great, great mama, Katie. Keep up your great work and enjoy these seats.
Thanks so much.
Go, Alana.
Katie Foster, 824. Okay, so We've learned that the average cost of an engagement ring is
$6,300. Mm-hmm. And John also texting in that they got some deals.
Sure. But it's just an average.
Mm-hmm.
All spurned from the bad guy at Macy's that stole a $9,000 diamond bracelet. And I said I didn't realize Macy's had that high.
I think
high.
It was a necklace.
Diamond necklace. I didn't realize Macy's carried that high of a level.
Right.
And then what do you do if you hold the ring and run? Pretty hard to catch. So then John D., professor of oboe, University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, called in, and I don't know if you know what the oboe sounds like, but this is what an oboe, it's very hard. You have a reed that you put in there, and it's really difficult to not squeak. So this is what an average oboe player sounds like.
Okay, don't want my kid to play that.
Okay, but this is what happens when you're John D. and you're, 12 or 14 and then start playing the oboe and then you're hired in 6 years because you're that good. This is how an oboe can sound. So it's one of those, when you went to the county fair and climbed the rope ladder and it looked easy because the guy did it, and then you got on there and you fell because it flipped around. It's one of those. It oboes really hard, and John D. is just one with the instrument. It's just stunning.
I got goosebumps.
Yeah, like that. And he listens to our show. I'm feeling pretty good about that. Oh, yeah. I know him. Oh, yeah. 8:26, break for the news and coming back.
The first one sounded like Ferris Bueller, not a single
lesson. Yeah, that's right.
This network. Best network based on GWS 1 school, September 2019.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland is now ordered by the State Department to not appear as scheduled today for interviews with three House committees. The U.S. official tells Fox's Catherine Herridge.
The view of the White House and the State Department is that House Democrats are not playing by the rules and established procedures, and once they do that, the administration would be willing to cooperate on some level.
It's possible Sondland could be subpoenaed by Democrats to appear later today. Turkey's military has moved rocket launchers to sites near Syria, part of an operation planned across the border with American troops now moved out of the way.
Turkey has been threatening for months to attack Syrian Kurdish fighters who fought alongside U.S. forces in the mission to combat ISIS. And while President Trump has warned against any action he considers off-limits, the Turkish vice president saying Turkey does not bow down to threats.
Fox's Simon Owen. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Crime Stoppers is looking for a man who stole a diamond necklace from Macy's at Marketplace Mall. The man apparently asked to see the necklace, so an employee removed it from the display case and handed it to him. The man then ran out of the store with the necklace. Police think he left the parking lot in a gray Honda CRV. The necklace is worth $9,000. If you know anything about the suspect, contact Crime Stoppers at 217-373-TIPS. Illinois Homecoming takes place October 13th to 19th with new events. There's a new parade route. The parade grand marshal is former University of Illinois President Stanley O. Eikenberry. The parade begins at the corner of 4th Street and Kirby Avenue. It'll turn at Pennsylvania Avenue for a block, then continue north on 6th Street to Gregory Drive, where it heads east past the Undergraduate Library and Morrow Plots. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Okay, here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good, Stevie. We've got sunshine and a high 74 today, 45 our low tonight. Up to 75, down to 55, mostly sunny conditions by day. More clouds on Thursday, 20% chance of showers late, high 80, low 62. And then on Friday, with that 90% shot at showers, we've got a high 73, then down to 37, 55 the high for that Illini-Michigan game.
nice and cool when Michigan comes to town for the 11 a.m. kickoff, and more tickets to give away for the rest of the week. So if you'd like to go and win like Katie did, then keep listening. As the week progresses, we'll get more tickets your way, and you can go root on the Illini Saturday. Well, a key witness in the murder trial of a former Dallas police officer is now dead. Joshua Brown, Botham Jean's neighbor, was shot to death Friday. His testimony helped prosecutors piece together the events of Jean's murder and ultimately led to Amber Geiger's conviction. Dallas police say they are investigating Friday night shooting. FBI Special Agent Gil Torres, a Texas-based agent for more than 20 years as a special agent for the FBI, joins me. Gil, nice talking to you again. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What do you know about this? Because obviously it doesn't sound good. Should the police have protected this witness better, or what do you know?
Well, there's a lot of scuttlebutt going around. But what I know is that this young man was going to be a principal witness at the civil trial on this against the Dallas Police Department, and what obviously he. He was murdered just a few days ago, and so now the this is going to likely affect the civil part of this. However, right now there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of people speculating that he may have been murdered because of the trial, because of his role, the role he was going to play in the civil case. So. And the Dallas Police Department has come out publicly that they're going to do everything, and they're going to try to get this thing solved. And there's other folks in the community who are crying out for an independent investigation. So that's where it sits right now.
Okay.
This morning, they were no closer to solving this.
I'm just wondering, if you're going to shoot somebody intentionally, why not shoot before the police officer was convicted?
Well, you're right, okay, and I guess maybe folks didn't know where what his place and what his testimony was going to be exactly until he got to the trial.
Yeah, yeah.
But I having done many cases, criminal cases in the past, I will tell you that it just didn't hinge on him. It may have helped the trial,
yeah,
it may have
yeah.
helped the prosecution, but I don't think her conviction was hinged on his testimony alone. I would tend to say that when she testified herself, she technically, gave out information that.
Yeah.
Didn't bode well for her as well.
Well, bottom line is Gil Torres, former FBI special agent in charge, it looks bad, right? It looks bad. So
yes, absolutely.
So they got
absolutely.
They got to put everybody on the thing, figure it out, find out why, because everybody in this day and age against police, are you kidding me? There's a core of the population, not very many, but there's some that say, oh, they just shot him. That isn't true. I'm positive it's not true. But in any event, they got to do the investigation and get the answers. I mean, we have to have answers.
Absolutely, you have to have answers. One thing that was broadcast here locally was that apparently this young man was not a stranger to being around some violence and having scrapes with the law. Apparently he was involved in a shooting sometime back. I don't know how long ago, but whoever he was with was killed, and he may have been wounded. So he's been around this environment, it seems, based on that reporting. So who knows? This could have been completely independent of the
right.
trial.
Gil Torres, thank you for your service to your country, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You bet. Former FBI Special Agent Gil Torres from Dallas this morning. ESPN 93.5, 8:45. Sports headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals win over Atlanta's Braves. 5-4 was the final. They'll force a game 5. That'll take place Wednesday afternoon, 4:02. The drive with Tay and Piper preempted once again.
Yeah, tomorrow, but at least they're on today. They get a show today.
That's right.
Yeah.
So are we doing the sales room?
Yeah, then? I think that's today. But
okay.
I'm hoping Vin comes out and makes those cheeseburger with bacon.
Yes.
That's what we heard.
Please.
Well, it's kind of like Pavlov's dogs when he drives in the parking lot. We're all at the window.
Exactly.
Yeah, a little sad, but.
Well, and we're getting ready for that Illinois Michigan game.
Yeah.
So good stuff happening in case you want to join us late this afternoon. More details during the drive. Right now, we've got your Redbird recap.
Nail biters. We had a good one yesterday, didn't we, John?
And, Mike, we're going to Atlanta for a Game 5 that comes up tomorrow. Mike Fultonevich against Jack Flaherty. What a matchup there. But three home runs early for the Cardinals. Two by Ozuna, one by Goldschmidt. And then an error led the way to a three-run inning for the Atlanta Braves. It went up 4-3. Yadier Molina tied the game with a single after a Goldschmidt double in the eighth. And then Yadier Molina hit a sacrifice fly, scoring Colton Wong in the 10th inning, making a winner of Miles Michaelis, who came out of the bullpen, and a loser of Julio Teheran. 5-4 Cardinals.
It was a beauty. Another nail biter, and the Cardinals win this one in 10 innings, 5-4, and they send it to Game 5, which will come your way on Wednesday from Atlanta.
Let me give you the real call here, the end of the game with John Rooney.
Wong is the winning run at third with one out in the bottom of the 10th inning. Julio Teheran from the stretch. Now the pitch. Molina swings, and it's a high fly ball. Left field. This should win it. The catch is made by Duvall. Tagging at third. Wong comes down the line. The throw home. We're going to Game 5.
Yeah.
Wong scores on the game-winning sacrifice fly by Yadier Molina. And in St. Louis, for Game 4 of the NLDS, it's a Redbird winner.
Outstanding call.
Yep, that's
John
right.
John Rooney, outstanding.
Wednesday, 7:37 is the Game 5 for the Nationals-Dodgers as the Nationals win yesterday 6-1. Game 4 for Tampa Bay and Houston, by the way, 6:07 start. And the Astros are up 2-1. Yankees move on, 5-1 winners over the Minnesota Twins yesterday. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
How do smart, hardworking roofing
shipping? Just go to harrys.com and enter 1616 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 1616. Enjoy.
Coming to the State Farm Center, Jim Gaffigan.
I've been trying to swim a lot, you know. You always hear swimming's the best exercise, but have you seen how fat whales are? Whales, they're like swimming all the time.
It's not working, whales.
Kind of sound depressed, don't they?
Rejected by eHarmony. My Facebook friends forgot my birthday. Why am I so bad at hide and seek? Fish always find me.
Wouldn't it be great if we found out whales were in complete denial about how huge they are?
It's mostly water weight. A lot of water weight.
Once after a show, someone came up to me. They're like, you know, whales aren't fat. They have a layer of blubber. I thought calling myself Big Bone was a cop-out. Blubber? That's like the opposite of muscle. It goes like muscular, tone, flabby, and then like a mile away is blubber. Fat made a noise would be blubber.
Anyway, we at the State Farm Center. Was it October 17th?
Yes, okay. A week from Thursday.
He just relates. When he talks about his kids, he talks about stuff. He's just able to connect.
And he's not cussing.
He's not. He really, it's just one of those.
A clean comedian.
He's clean.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't shock me into laughter. Anyway, I really like, big fan of Jim Gaffigan coming in.
This Thursday, by the way,
is
Miranda Lambert. And I'm doing a live broadcast out at Pia's beforehand.
Big country star.
It is.
Miranda Lambert, even I know it's country.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
So.
If I ever met Jim Gaffigan, I said, you're my favorite comedian. Bad news is Bill Cosby used to be.
Right.
And so you've taken his place. I'm still shocked by the whole Bill Cosby.
It's a shame.
I mean, to abuse women the way he did for decades and then call their parents saying he's going to mentor them.
I know.
What a bad man. Anyway.
It just goes to show you don't know what's happening behind closed doors in people's lives.
Sure disappointing. Okay. But Jim Gaffigan is here at the 17th.
October 17th.
Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
All right, stand by. How about Yadier Molina as a Hall of Famer? Jeremy Warner and Austin next on the Jeremy Warner Show. Have a great Tuesday.
GNC is the name you know, but we want to...